All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network.
I like the star.
Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Oh, you don't like when I do that, Tyler?
I don't know. We talked over like that whole intro.
You know what it says.
I love it.
Oh, we're looking different on the screen today.
We look a little orange.
You guys look orange, and unless my contacts are...
I look dark.
You look also fuzzy.
It's because my shirt's
Ben, you look...
No, I think we're HD.
Oh, that's what HD looks like.
Oh. You think that's HD? Then you need contacts.
No, this is not good.
It's not fuzzy.
No, it's not fuzzy. It's just orange.
We are overexposed.
I don't find it crisp, though. We'll get there.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we'll start the podcast.
We've only been doing this for a couple episodes.
Nobody said anything about it being fuzzy. We were complaining about the color.
Well, I think it's not clear.
No?
I don't see that as clear.
Why is going? Oh, is it because we have this big light on?
No, sometimes we... Big light. Oh, there you go. I made it a little brighter. There you go. That's not as orange.
Dan, what? Do you mind just turning the big light off?
Yeah, no. I don't mind at all.
Get ready, YouTube. You're getting a light show.
Everybody is excited. If you haven't subscribed to the Oilers,
turn it up.
Yeah.
If you haven't subscribed to the Oilers Nation YouTube channel to watch the video version of this podcast, you're missing some good shit. Tyler's got a remote control.
That's good. That's how we usually look.
There you go.
What happened was the other day there were some complaints on Real Life about how bright the lights were, so I dimmed them down.
By who?
Wanye.
And Chalmers complained like 2 weeks ago too.
Oh, I thought you meant like listeners were complaining.
Get him some eye black. No.
Or just wear sunglasses. Sunglasses inside's cool as
like
fuck.
Bob McCann,
yeah.
Yeah.
Boy Boomer.
Boomer does it.
Down south.
I want to do that.
Well, who's stopping you?
I don't know. It's a good point. Right? No one.
I say you go out to your Jeep right now and go get them shades. We'll wait for you. In silence.
Best 6 minutes of the opening ever.
I think I can get down there and back in less than 6 minutes.
No, don't run.
It includes the video talk we just did for the last three.
We don't want you to do anything but a normal pace.
Maybe I'll bring them in for the playoffs because I probably have some like bags or bloodshot eyes to try and cover.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring in some fun sunglasses like their cocktails.
Oh, like Larvinens.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Ooh, you should get custom sunglasses that are two oil drops. That'd be sick.
Like the
Banjo
the
guy frames? Has those?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, like the frames are...
I feel like Banjo guy has those.
Oh. I got,
or something similar.
I got a pair of sunglasses like that are Oilers branded.
I did make a...
the sanctity of the logo, man.
Yeah.
I did make one of my patented Instagram algorithm purchases the other day, which I can't tell anybody about until it gets delivered. You like those drippy ones?
Those would go very well with our hashtag ON oil.
They look honestly.
Let me see.
No, you got to go the blue ones.
Ooh.
There are blue ones too.
Wow.
I might order those. $12.
Those are not blue.
There is another pair that is blue. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what? Again. If you get a pair, get me a pair too. I'll pay
anything around Liam.
Whoa, we might be able to get a whole pack.
Yeah, yeah.
If we can get a 5-pack and all.
Yeah, throw me down for a pair.
Yeah, and all five of us can rock those shades.
I don't want to pay for shipping though.
Yeah, we're not paying.
Yeah. Okay. That.
No, Liam, you're so in the wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us, Liam?
Yeah, please. Let's go into this.
Yeah, I'm happy to dissect this on the
I would also like to dissect this.
Okay. Is this our delicious debate?
Yes, it is. Let's go.
All right.
Part one.
So we got a gift from the company of $100 gift card to Nation Gear so we can
just get what you want.
Load up for the playoffs pretty much, right?
Yep.
So I go through the process. I'm trying to get a new hoodie. And the hoodie is $80. So I have $20 left on my gift card.
Correct.
And it tells me I have a $14 shipping fee, but I can't pay for the shipping on my gift card. So now I have to pay for the shipping on my Visa, but I wouldn't buy the sweater if I didn't have the damn gift card.
You're getting a sweater for $8.
So it's like going up. It's like winning on Price is Right. It's like winning on Price is Right, where you win all this stuff, but then you got to pay the tax on it.
Yeah.
You're like,
new washing machine.
Like, also, no, why do I need to get it shipped? I work here. Is it not around?
No.
No.
It comes from Ontario.
No? Oh, really?
All year.
Didn't know that. Just go to the end of the hallway. Usually.
That hasn't been a thing. Did you not help us move everything over here?
No.
You sure?
Liam doesn't do hard labor. Come on, Rick. You know
that. I believe he may have helped come over.
Am I wrong?
No.
Yes. No?
Are you wrong to pay for shipping?
When I have the gift card with the balance remaining.
The gift card should cover shipping, yes.
Yes.
I get that, sure.
However,
it's not so much a gift card as it is a promotional code.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's not really, they're not giving you $100 cash. They're giving you a free product.
And also,
but now I
mentioned,
can't use it for anything else
because that's coming out of their coming out of their own stock.
I can't because then that'd be another $60.
You have to pay somebody else.
A t-shirt, Liam.
I don't wear t-shirts.
A sticker pack.
What's underneath that hoodie?
A t-shirt, but I like to wear my hoodies.
You don't think if you went to Nation Gear right now with the playoffs coming, the climate warming up the way it is, our Merch Madness sale on right now, 20% off. You don't think there is a single shirt there that you would wear during a playoff run?
No, they're not good. I just don't like wearing t-shirts.
Those are all.
What do you wear during the summer?
Those all have sleeves.
I will wear some t-shirts during the summer, but I don't tarps like off. T-shirts.
You're just a tarp off guy all summer long?
Well, when I go to like Oilers stuff, I like to wear my Oilers jersey. It's fun in the summer with your little shorts on, my white shoes. My Oilers jersey.
Please support nationgear.ca.
There's actually a great deal on Nation Gear.
And
right
I
now.
Actually kind of forget, like just going back and scrolling through Nation Gear, which I'll admit I don't do a lot. We have some awesome merch. The City Champion stuff that's still we still sell. The Oilers Nation Internet Company shirt.
Yeah, we just loaded a bunch of older designs too. The Pissy tees are back up.
Oh yeah.
The Internet Company tees are back up.
Keep Nooch Forever is now available in blue.
Come on.
I actually do have a couple of things in my car.
If you want to remember this season, you can say, if you want to remember the journey of this season, we have our shirt that says we're just 1 8-game heater away from all of our problems being solved.
Happened.
I remember
you
that.
Lived that shit as an Oilers fan.
Also, I just want to say again, Liam, you did me a solid by going to see our friends at Sherwood Ford for me.
Mm-hmm.
I owe you a pizza roll and a lemon poppy seed twist, which probably in aggregate comes it's to your shipping.
$16.49 for my shipping now. It's going up.
Because you're waiting so long.
Yeah. It's priority pricing.
Inflation.
Yep.
Whatevs.
Surge pricing. Nationgear.ca is bumping right now.
Well, I brought this up in our meeting this morning and it wasn't evidently well received. So I feel like I'm not going to win this battle at all. So it doesn't look like I'm getting anything.
I'm here to support you. I told Maddie, what did I tell Maddie? To rearrange her whole day.
You did. Actually, yeah, that's fair.
It's understandable.
I do like these, the crew necks that I got in my car here. I believe, let me zoom in.
Well, you don't like, only there's a way for you to get them for a small price.
Well, he doesn't like t-shirts.
Well, no, it's a sweater.
What is he wearing?
Oh, like a sweatshirt.
Yeah, a crew neck.
I don't understand what he wears when it gets hot. Like yes. I just, do you wear like, are you a Tommy Bahama guy? Like all button ups?
From time to time, I'll mix in one.
No, you won't.
I've won one on our show before.
So you were not paying attention.
You'd never do this, Tyler. You always ignore me.
Well,
we're going to watch like all summer. We'll have to keep like a bit of a tally.
I'm going to take an inventory of what he wears.
That's what I'm talking.
Mm-hmm. How many t-shirts in a week? I want to know. We're going to track this.
Then write down like the different kinds he has too. So in like 3 weeks, you'd be like, dude, you wore 14 different t-shirts. Mm-hmm. You may not like them, but you got a bunch of them.
You're outfit checking Liam.
Yeah. Can't do that. We're going to implement a dress code.
I like wearing sweaters in the summers. It's not that bad.
Plus 27. You're rocking a hoodie.
Yeah. August.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I was laughing the other day. I was going to an Oilers game when the weather had finally turned a little bit and I was wearing jeans, a hoodie, and the jersey. And I was like,
jeans, hoodie, jersey. Yeah, it's fine.
That is exactly what I will wear when I go to a game and it's minus 25 because I hate having my jacket on the back of the seat.
What's your, do you park your vehicle? How do you get to the game?
We're about 2.5 blocks away.
So you're a park and walk.
Park and walk outside.
Through the outside.
Yeah. Park outside guy too, yeah?
Yeah, park outside. There's a lot that...
So like you go to a game in January and you just fucking take it.
I just grind.
Good for you.
Hands in the pockets and I go because I hate having my jacket on the back of my jersey on the back of my seat because then sometimes it like falls down. Beard and then like, you know, spilled. The people behind you are upset
They're
with
stepping
you.
On it.
That's why I had to go to, and I'd show it on here, but we're not allowed to show it at all. My starter Oilers pullover. So in the cold... I roll with that, which is essentially a jersey.
Mm. Yeah.
And then when the weather is appropriate, we go back to t-shirt, hoodie, jersey over top.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then with the big front pocket, I can bring a toque in case of a hat trick.
Smart.
Mm. Yard sale the hat. Still got something for the head.
Good.
And I can put my gloves in there
too. Do you actually pack a toque for every game?
I've been doing it, just in case.
Smart.
In solidarity with Liam, I don't wear t-shirts anymore.
Mm-hmm. Tarps off.
Tits out.
I'm Pooh Bear, and now I got no shirt on either.
Now you're just naked.
Only shoes and socks.
You're like that peanut butter guy from Family Guy.
Exactly.
Oh, the greased up death guy.
Yeah, there you go.
He's not peanut butter.
Delicious peanut butter. Oh. Never going to catch me.
The way you easy to catch him if he's covered in peanut butter.
The only thing sweeter than the taste of victory is starting your day with a new Cinnabon pull apart from Wendy's. There's no reason you can't have both now that Wendy's and Daily Faceoff Fantasy are giving you a chance to win some weekly prizes all season long. And hey, even if you make a few wrong picks, Tyler, at least you know heading to Wendy's right now for a $5 Cinnabon pull apart and small coffee is going to be the best choice you'll make all day. Sign up for Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor today at dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com. Download the Wendy's app, get yourself some points, work towards some free food. Let's get to the podcast after... 10 minutes and 36 seconds of fashion talk with Liam Horbin.
Like a breakfast bowl. It's a warm-up bowl.
You're welcome, everybody.
Tyler, your M-check?
You feel better now?
No, I didn't get my shipping. Well, go on, Tyler.
Tell I have me got it covered for you. You just can't have the pizza roll and the lemon poppy seed twist.
Well, that's my own delicious debate.
It's an internal debate that you have to find the answers to, my friend. Tyler Ramchuk, what do you got for a delicious debate today?
Delicious debate today. I'm going to first off plug the interview Liam and I did today with former Oiler defenseman Jason Demers. Yes, he was only a former Oiler because he played one game, but still former Oiler. But we asked him, you know, the biggest X factors for the Oilers heading into the playoffs. Thought he gave us a great answer, gave us a ton of great answers. So go listen to that interview over on our YouTube. But I wanted to float to you guys. What's a big X factor question that you'll be watching down the stretch and into the playoffs for the Oilers?
Are you going to judge our answers compared to his?
No.
Okay, good. Whew.
I would prefer if you did.
Okay, then I will.
Do we get to know his or not until after?
I'll tell you his after, so it's not spoiled.
All right. Who wants to go first? So biggest X factor down the stretch. We've got what? 9 games left? 8 games left?
Yep.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
9.
9 games left.
Yes.
I'll say Matthias Ekholm.
What's going on over here?
Is a big X factor. He's popping off right now. What is going on?
It's hot in here. I want to take off my hoodie.
It is warm in here.
I hope you're in a t-shirt.
Listen, if no one references that, the podcast doesn't get disrupted. Keep going with your answer.
Have you been on this podcast before?
I know. We're a podcast of goldfish.
Big sack factor is Matthias Ekholm, Liam says. Why? Pourquoi?
If he can keep up this play of obviously being an elite player, like people talking about the Norris, I think is a bit nuts, to be honest.
Is that always how you take a hoodie off?
I just didn't really want to show my... bare chest.
Hey, you hold up a second here. Why is it really ridiculous about the Norris?
Well, I mean,
he's not.
Because
do you believe that the Norris should be about the best defenseman or defenseman with the highest amount of points?
The best defenseman.
Therefore, would he not be in that category?
Mm. But that's not the award.
No. Fair. So what you're just saying based on the war on the way
on the, what the award is. Ekholm.
And what is the actual wording on the award?
I believe it is just outstanding defenseman.
Who is the most like Nick Lidstrom?
That's what I think even if it was based on defensive
not defensive play, all of it.
I still
offense, defense, everything in between.
I wouldn't vote for him.
Would you like to know the definition, so say at the internet, on the James Norris Memorial Trophy?
Yes,
please.
The defensive player who demonstrates throughout the season the greatest all-around ability in the position.
Fair. All so around. this is one of those things where it's being used incorrectly based on the wording.
Well, to
I
be
do
fair,
like what they were talking about the other day on the broadcast, where they're just like, let's split it.
Yeah. No, they should.
It's like the Art Ross eventually got the, you know, the Rocket Richard trophy.
Or the other is a Selke.
That was a relatively new trophy. You can do it again for defensemen.
Yep.
The, you know, the called the Bobby Orr award or whatever for most points. And then the Norris is the best all around defenseman.
Well, you look at a guy like Slavin, who's like never going to put up point per game numbers, right? I don't even know what he's at, but he's an unbelievable defenseman, but he'll never win a Norris because guys like Carlson, for example, are going to put up 100 points one season, go minus 50. And it's going to be, oh, well, he put up 100 points as a defenseman. That's crazy. And it is crazy. Don't get me wrong. But like, I agree. The award should be totally different, but I don't think Ekholm will be, don't think he'll get any kind of vote for it. Even a fifth place vote. But if he can maintain his play, then I did say Connor Brown would get no more goals the rest of the way. So maybe Ekholm will win.
Tried to trade Ryan McLeod a couple months ago.
Well, that wouldn't have been so bad. Sean Monahan and Mount Montembeau.
Sean Monahan just missed a wide open net to tie a game. He lost. They lost because of him.
Well, that means he sucks.
Well, last night Ryan McLeod turned the puck over and overtime. The St. Louis Blues scored.
And last night Matthias Ekholm didn't know there was a guy coming off the bench and the Blues scored.
God, we stink. You just trade them all. One mistake and you're bad.
I just think with Ekholm, like, even if you were going off most best all-around, well-rounded defenseman, I still don't think he's in the Norris conversation. I think he's a damn good defenseman. I think he's a top 20, top 25 D-man in the NHL.
25, holy moly.
You don't think he's a...
Well, you're saying he could be the 24th.
20, top 20. No, top 20, I'll say.
There's 19 guys better than him.
Well, might be 17.
He's name top them. 20.
Let's go.
Name five. Start at the top. Go.
Don't use Google.
Don't use Google. Name five better than him. Immediately. First and last name. Go.
Hughes?
Not the first two.
What's
but
the
like
first name?
Which one? Okay, Quinn Hughes.
Kale McCarr.
Yeah.
McCarr's partner, Devontae, is that takeover at home?
18.
Hedman.
17.
Sergachev.
16.
Sergachev.
Yeah. I take Ekblad.
15.
Take Pietrangelo. 14. I take Shea Theodore. 15.
Oh, you would take Shea Theodore.
I wouldn't take Theodore or Pietrangelo.
I would take Pietrangelo over Ekholm.
Pietrangelo like 8 years ago, maybe. Not Pietrangelo today.
Are we talking right now?
Yes.
Well, we don't have a time machine.
I saw you win the award.
Start again.
Yep, we got to start at the top of the list.
I think Slavin. Probably he's up there. I'm at 9.
Struggling.
I have you at Charlie McAvoy.
To be fair, he's doing this without like any help.
I'm not looking at anything. I'd probably take McAvoy over him.
Fox, Trouba.
Let me ask you a question. I wouldn't take Trouba.
Trouba.
I'm just throwing out names.
Let me ask you a question. You take Bouchard or Ekholm? If you can only have one.
Like for the rest of the year or forever and ever?
Just for the purpose of this ranking.
Yeah, building a team right now.
This fictional ranking.
I think wherever I have Ekholm, I would have Bouchard right next to him in the ranking.
Above or below, though?
Pick one.
It's got to go above or below.
All around defenseman. Mm-hmm. I think I go Ekholm one spot above.
Oh, Tyler's turning Bouchard.
Wow.
Wow.
Tyler's crazy. Been hanging with Jay too long.
I can't believe you just said that.
This show has lost the plot.
Why?
So Ekholm, top five defenseman. Is that what we've decided?
Why?
Is Lim? So?
You know what? Fuck it. Start the list again. Let's go. All right. 19. We have one person's answer on the biggest X factor for the Oilers going down the stretch.
We're only 17 minutes into the pod.
The real answer is their secondary scoring. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Last year, we lost because of our secondary scoring in the top six. And people can sit there and say the goaltender, defenseman, whatever. I don't believe any of that.
What would you
consider
secondary scoring?
My biggest thing is Hyman, Nuge, Kane, and whoever's that sixth top six forward did not put up anywhere near what they did during the regular season. And that is the biggest reason why we are out of the playoffs.
I would say, just to like be more specific, I would say more from the middle six. Well, I guess Nuge plays on the top. Yeah.
I would even go a step further.
More from the top nine.
You can go, you can continue. You can drop into the bottom six as well. I don't remember exactly how much they produced, but I know for a fact that Hyman, Nuge, Kane, and whoever the sixth forward was, they were the biggest reasons why we did not beat Vegas. Period. Hands down.
Bang on with that. Bang on.
And two guys that needed goals last night, both disallowed. No goals for you.
I don't want to start on this. We'll do that. We'll do that in a minute.
I'm going to have to.
You still got 45 minutes, you guys.
I really do think Evander Kane might be the biggest X factor for the Oilers heading into the playoffs. Cause like I am reasonably confident we're going to get good hockey from Skinner. We know what the blue line is. There's not much of like an X factor conversation there. We know what our six defensemen are going to bring us. They're not going to be as a group of six elite best in the playoffs, but they'll probably be serviceable enough. When it comes to the forward group, you mentioned those guys who dried up last year, Rick. And I'm looking at Evander Kane, who when he's engaged, when he's on, when he's playing his best hockey, he's so impactful. Whether he's playing with skill, whether he's not playing with skill, I think he can be a guy who really drives a third line. And then, you know, you have Connor on one line, Draisaitl on another. And then if you have a third line that's being led by Evander Kane and he's scoring and he's pushing play in the right way, getting you under the other team's skin, playing the puck into the offensive zone, getting more ozone faceoffs for Chris Knobloch to set up McDavid and Draisaitl for success, he can just be such an important piece. And if he's not on, we know what he's like when he's
not
on.
He can not be scoring and still be effective. Like you saw the last couple of games he's hitting, he got in the fight. He's getting close. I would still like to talk about his non-goal, but
you said
he's getting closer and closer and closer and closer. As long as he keeps his head on firmly on and like looking forward, and I think a guy like Corey Perry is going to help do that, he'll be okay.
I also like that, you know, goal got waved off and we'll cover it, but then he's like, fuck, to get himself going, he went and get into a scrap. I like that from Evander Kane.
Yep. Yes, because it shows that he's like, he's not sulking because of the no goal. He's engaged. You move on, you're like, oh, I can still do things for this team outside of putting the puck in the net.
Any other X factors?
I think you touched on it, Tyler. I am confident in him, but I think this team goes as far as Stuart Skinner lets it go.
That's what I was going to say too.
I mean, it's just the reality of any team in the playoffs. Your goalie is your best player. You know, we saw it last night against St. Louis. This team still does have its defensive gaffes, its issues where they have giveaways and you need a goalie that can bail you out. And Skinner has been that guy this season. If he continues to be that guy, I think that this team goes deep.
I'm with Dan. I think that Stu is going to be the X factor because the Oilers need him to. And I believe that he can do it. I believe that he covers up mistakes all over the ice for the Oilers. And I just think that if he plays at the top of their game, the Oilers are going to be a very, very dangerous team. There are going to be mistakes that happen and they're going to need Stu to cover them up. And I believe he can.
They're going to need at least 3 goals a game.
Or Stu just needs to get red hot.
Well, we've seen it though. Like
3 a game.
I think so. Yeah.
It's like win.
Yeah. If you get 3 goals a game, I'd be betting on the Oilers winning every time.
Oh, okay.
If you walked into a game and said, hey, the Oilers are going to score at least 3 goals in this game, I would be betting on the Oilers to win.
I thought you were suggesting that Skinner couldn't win them a game.
Oh, like, no. Like we went through, 14 games in a row where we only let out 2 and less.
Yeah.
That's like, so 2 goals, whatever. Yeah, that's going to happen. Agree with them.
Ekholm might be top 15.
Now we're talking.
Any other X factors?
No, Kane's a big one for me. I like that you brought up Skinner because like goaltending always is.
Always.
But you know, I don't think my confidence is going to waver all that much based on how things go down the stretch here. I think they need to keep giving Skinner his
rest.
That's
not what I was going with Skinner. I fully believe in Skinner. I just think that if you're talking about an X factor and a guy who can just like really steal a series, we saw Aiden Hill do it last year against the Oilers in the second round. Yeah. Stu can do that. I believe he can. What did Jason DeMers say?
Jason DeMers, he gave 2. He said Skinner and Evander Kane.
You wow. just stole so you, Jason DeMers' yeah,
no
answer.
No kidding.
I agreed with him, though.
You honey-dicked us.
No, I can't believe this.
I didn't say his other answer was Skinner.
Unbelievable.
You did leave one on the board for us. That was nice of you.
I also went like 4th.
Tyler honey-dicked us.
Interesting.
Oh, fine. Jeez, Louise.
That sandwich looks disgusting.
We are getting ready for playoffs here on this podcast. Getting tuned in.
As we're getting ready for playoffs, we got to go through what happened last night. We get into delivered. Weird game. The Oilers scored 4. Only 2 counted. I don't get the reviews. You can sell me on the Kane high stick. Fine. I'll accept it. I don't like it, but I'll accept it.
My question is, you cannot review a high stick right? So this the review of that goal, mm-hmm. they said it was no goal, yep. and then they reviewed it themselves. That shouldn't be allowed.
Why not?
Every goal, because
you're reviewing a high stick. It's not a goal.
That is true. It was not a goal.
So and I look at this like NFL. That's not a touchdown, right? So if it's scoring play, it's reviewable. So as an official, if you want to review that, if you want as the league to review that, you have to call it a goal. You can't call it because they said no goal.
But
so if it's no goal, it's not a goal. Yeah. The league can't review that. Then.
I know, but
that should be up to the team to review it.
But they watch everything. Like those moments where a puck hits the back bar and shoots back out, then they play for a minute. They go back and watch it, even though it wasn't called a goal. They watch everything.
No, but it wasn't called anything. That was called no goal.
So you're mad that they reviewed it?
No, I think you should call it a goal. If you're going to review it, you need to call it a goal.
He's just saying that like
you can't say it's a high stick and then say no goal and review that.
What you're saying is the blanket policy should be like anytime the ref sees the puck go into the net, he should just say
call it a goal. When they pick
up fumbles in football,
that's exactly what I'm going with. Yeah. Let's call it a goal. And I mean, to be fair, this is a little bit this exact play. It's a little homerish, but I know it's sometimes going to work against us because all of a sudden if you said it's a goal. How do you call that no goal? Right? Like I think that replay was going to say, we're going to end up doing whatever the call on the ice was because it's in, you can't say
I think it was indecisive. I think he pretty clearly high sticked that.
It hit him by the hand. You can't tell me the hand was almost that far.
It was like above his shoulder.
No, it was around the crossbar. It was like this. That's terrible for radio, but whatever.
I also don't like,
we do television.
We're in 2024. Let's get some technology here to know where the puck is at.
Camera's in the crossbar, mm-hmm. looks directly out like a line.
Certainly we can have something
going on. You don't even need that. Like whatever, again, tennis has had that eagle eye technology for like 2 decades.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll measure vertically though.
Yeah, but like
it measures to the ice
or to like
the
lines soccer's on the VAR. Just have the line of like, this is where crossbar height would be in this video. We can figure that out. Here's where the puck made contact. It's above there. Like,
sure, if you can figure that out, that's fine. Yeah, but they need to come up with something better because that should have been like, yeah, to me, that you need to call that a goal first. And if you want to, if the league wants to review it, if not, you call it a high stick, you drop the puck, and then it's up to the Oilers to go and review it.
I think we're burying the lead here. The two most egregious reviews were the goal.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I was trying to get to, like,
and the other
you
one,
you can
I didn't
sell
agree
me
either.
On the Kane one. Fine. High stick, no problem. What I will not accept, though, is the Nuge goal getting called no goal for goalie interference. And then the one at the other end getting called a good goal when there was the same amount of goalie interference.
I agree with that 100%.
To me, both of those goals should have counted. And if you're going to review them both, they should have the same outcome.
They should have went the same way, either two goals or two goals.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, and that's why I felt like the Oilers review was one where I don't think we would have seen the Oilers do that review had the review not gone against them moments before.
I agree with you.
Cause like my first thought was like, why are we reviewing this? That's a clear goal.
I think it was like if that was goalie interference, then that's goalie interference kind of situation.
That's the only thing that makes
sense. I think they went with the goaltender and they trusted the goaltender to make it because Binnington didn't say shit.
Yeah.
And he's a dude who loses his marbles a lot.
Yep.
So that said something to me. And two, Stu, who keeps his head on very straight at all times, said, hey, listen, he got my pad.
But I feel like at least with this Knobloch regime now in place, the Oilers are not as willing to review as they used to be with the Kupal era. Maybe that's just my own perception, but it feels like on those, like those tweener calls, the Oilers are going with not making the review recently.
Where is Jeremy Kupal anyway? Can we write him a check?
He runs a company now.
What kind of company?
Let me look it up.
Liam looked him up on LinkedIn once.
Did you invite him on the show?
Tyler, what do you think of those reviews though? Like,
I follow him on Twitter.
Should they not have been the exact same result?
There's also like the reverse angle, and I think this is confirmed in Binnington's reaction, but like the reverse angle where Hyman bumps him and it affects Binnington's upper body, but the movement of his pad,
he spreads the pads himself.
He thinks Nuge is trying to flip it to his backhand. Like he opens He's up to try and make a sprawling save and Nuge just slides it five hole on him. So I didn't like that one. I felt like they, again, like Rick said, either they're both goals because the goalie interference really didn't impede on their ability to stop the puck, or they're both no goals because is the rule not if you touch a goalie while he's trying to make a save in the blue paint,
the crease,
it's no goal. So.
And again, we're watching two guys who have to call upon themselves to say, hey, we were either right or wrong. Watching on a screen smaller than that.
Yeah, but it's in the control room back at the
league. Then take away their stupid screen. Like, I don't want to even see them. Like, just, hey, listen, like whoever's in Toronto, you guys decide. And I want to see this dude on the phone. That's about it. I mean, in the NFL now, they just stand there and like have the thing. They don't go to that little Microsoft thing anymore and stick their head in there and watch the,
no,
the
2 minutes like that is thing.
Up. Kind of cute.
I liked when they
went. See, in the NFL had that thing too, where it's 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. Once that 2 minutes, scream a blank and you went with the play on the field or whatever you decide. Last night, they took about half an hour.
Yeah, that first one took a long time.
Insane. Well. Yeah.
I don't know what is a goal anymore. Mm-mm. Both of those to me are good goals. One counted, one didn't. And the fact that those reviews happened, 5 minutes apart just made it that much worse.
Oh, it was less than 5 minutes.
I don't think they were. I think they both should have been disallowed. I think if you make any kind of contact with a goalie in the crease, it should be a disallowed goal.
Yeah, I agree.
That, like, to me, that the first review going against the Oilers tells me that the league is determining the degree to which the goaltender interference is to their perception. According to their perception, they watch the play and then they decide, is it egregious goaltender interference or is it just goaltender interference?
And there's also the Hyman tax on it.
You're going to have goaltenders flopping everything.
And that's where the
goalie, I yard sale anyone's near.
And I thought maybe this is just football leaching into my brain, but I thought that there was a time where it was like the goalie has to be able to make another hockey move to be able. Because to me, exactly.
Reset. I think that's what they say. Goalies be able to reset.
Well, and what Binnington did last night by moving his pads in such a way after he was set by or moved off by Hyman,
he was moving.
Then
on
he opens
play.
Up his pads. That's a goalie move. That's a decision he made after that. Now you're opening up to the floodgates to these goalies just being like, oh, I made a poor decision after the guy touched me, so that's goalie interference. It's nonsense. Anyways,
we had this same conversation on the One Every Day today, and someone said, you guys are homers. Yeah.
Yeah, no shit, bro.
What's the name of the show?
That's what I said.
What's the name of the show again?
That's kind of the bit.
Every day. Yeah.
Welcome.
Explaining
our company to you.
They need to make goalie interference in these reviews less confusing, and that's why I side with Liam. They both should be no goals because it should just be a blanket. If you touch the goalie in the blue paint, then score. It's no goal.
How about replay, real-time speed only?
Sure, I'm down for that.
Right, because that's the offside thing. I think we're all at the offside point offsides. Like, we don't want the Duchesne play, but we don't want the frame to frame. Toe is up. Regular speed, make a call.
The counter argument to that is if you're going to take 45 seconds to do the review and you're only going to do it properly, full speed, why not just do the full thing and make sure you're getting the call right? I think I agree with you. I'd love to see less reviews. I'd love to see faster reviews.
It's not what the rules
it's
meant.
It's not the spirit of the rule.
Yeah, yeah, that's the...
It's an easy solution, and it's just bring in that VAR technology to the game. And you can solve everything.
I thought you were going to say prison rules.
That one too. That too. That's what it takes.
What do you think with the VAR rules? What do you mean?
I think it just like computerizes it all, and it's really
simple. Is there a chip in the ball?
Yes, there is. And you could do that in the puck. Like, but and the thing is too, people will argue that, oh, well, the ball never changes. The ball changes all the time in soccer, and they just have them in all these balls, and they could just do the same in hockey. I just don't understand why they can't, because they have already done it when they put it in. Do you remember the All-Star game a couple of years ago? Maybe they did it where the puck would move and they had like a bit of a tail.
Buddy, come on now.
Come on.
We grew up with this.
Oh, is that what
Fox,
it was?
Fox track the Fox or whatever?
I can tell
exactly.
You.
Exactly. So if they're doing it then,
first started,
they are still doing it though. They are working on technology within the pucks because I did a tour.
Is the chip in the puck, or are they doing something on screen where they're measuring and getting the speed that way?
I did a tour of Rogers Place this year, and the usher was the guy that was taking us around told us that their ushers have gone for specific games, have been given souvenir pucks to go down and exchange the puck that somebody caught off the ice because they are testing the technology. Now, my counterpoint to that all is, why the hell isn't the AHL testing all this shit? Like, we've had all these ideas, and I've heard the pinhole camera and the crossbar and the VAR technology. We've heard this for years, and we're not seeing one league trying this stuff at a lower level to show like the league actually cares and wants to try this stuff. It frustrates me.
We're still trying to master overtime. Then.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, naturally. We're trying to figure out this game of hockey 100 years after we started.
Still trying to figure out if we need to put stop signs on the back of a guy's jerseys again, like when they were kids.
Maddening.
I will give them credit because I do think they're usually pretty good with making like those little trades here, but I feel like there's been little things out there where they could be making steps and advancements that are not. Like they have, you have to give them credit. They went from the Duchesne thing to, oh shit, we can't allow that. Yep. Corrected it, probably overcorrected it.
Way overcorrected.
And have yet to go back. But I mean, yeah, it's, so I'll give them credit for the first part, but now you got to like fix it and bring it back to the middle again.
Yep.
Eliminate offsides.
That'd be terrifying. No, don't say that.
Don't actually. We'll get rid of reviews though. No offside.
Well, they're
no
bringing review. In more.
No, I'm glad.
The general, remember the general managers meeting? They want to bring in more reviews.
More. I want more.
Yeah, but that was a coach's challenge.
I think Sora but should still, just decide.
And based on today, and I think it was just the puck over the glass. Based on the I cameras we have right one. Now, it's really tough to figure that out.
One thing
better.
That I couldn't figure out was, so I'm backtracking a bit here, but when they played Anaheim on Saturday, Nuge got taken out of the box because they said he wasn't the high sticking. He didn't high stick Zegras, right?
Correct. Yeah.
But when they did it against Winnipeg,
they couldn't review.
They couldn't review it and determine that that's what happened.
That's because the
it
rules wasn't are more a, of a
so,
guideline than they
so
are.
So the Winnipeg one was it wasn't a 5 or a 4, therefore they have to go with the 2.
But neither was. But
why
Anaheim.
Could they? Why they couldn't just like talk it over and change it? I don't know. Whereas the Anaheim one, they put him in, then they talked it over, kind of like the NFL does when the officials get together. Okay, this is the call on the. So yeah, I guess they it makes yeah they kind of contradict each other.
You wonder if Zegras said some.
Dude, Zegras is so overrated, man. Maybe he I love was honest. That shit.
Maybe he was honest and he said it didn't touch him.
No, because he flopped his head back.
No, because then he also whinged after Nuge got let out.
Well, and I think that was the problem there for Zegras.
He got clipped by Nurse. Then kept going. Yep. Then Nuge cuts in front of him. Then he throws his head back. Ref puts his arm up.
Yep.
So it's just bad officiating.
2 minutes for embellishment.
Should be.
Would love that.
Mm-hmm. They used to hand out those a little stricter, and they used to come with a fine and then an eventual suspension.
Yep. They'd explain that you got fined.
And they need to go back to that.
They should. There's a lot of divers in the league right now.
Nick Cousins?
A lot of divers in the NHL.
Breaking news.
Go ahead, Liam.
The ECHL's Newfoundland Growlers are ceasing operations immediately. That sucks.
Well, that was the other.
Yeah. Growl.
I wonder if that's part. I had a phone call from Newfoundland this morning. I didn't answer. I wonder if that's part of my fault.
Way to go.
Yeah, that's him, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Leafs affiliate.
That's brutal. Because they had a great story earlier in the year with Terry Ryan coming back to play that one game.
Was that where he played?
Yeah.
You got the scrap?
It's no longer the East Coast Hockey League. It's the ECHL.
Yeah, the acronym means nothing anymore. They email us about it.
Domain.
Yeah, it's literally just called the ECHL.
So is that the SPHL.
So this is seriously Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Same thing as SPHL.
In a way, yeah.
Southern Professional Hockey League is now known as the SPHL only.
Why?
Because
fair question.
The,
but if
they
you call
don't,
it,
they don't have like a reason.
The answer to that question is because they're in the West. The ECHL is actually in the actively has teams in the West, and so they just didn't want to be the East Coast Hockey League anymore.
I feel like they should assign a new acronym.
Yeah.
Because anytime we call it the East Coast Hockey League, we get an email about it.
The Extreme Coast Hockey League.
Yeah.
All the coasts.
Extreme with an X.
ECHL.
Yes.
I'm saying.
The XFL. Let's call it that.
The XCHL.
We're really behind on today's show.
Yep. For a limited time only, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order, $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. That is 25% off up to $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the app store and enter the promo code NATION25. Don't forget, code NATION25, 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply. We got a couple of wins. No, when was the last episode? We would have Saturday's win.
Yep.
Saturday's over the win. Ducks. Mm-hmm. Last night's loss against the Blues, which... very, very weird loss. I don't want to acknowledge it. I want to flush it. I want to move on. So I'm going to ask the gentleman who delivered for them for our friends at DoorDash. Dan, you got a couple of things to look back at, a couple of games anyway. Who delivered for you?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm always doing the exact same answer, but our goaltending has just been bailing us out. I feel like the Oilers shouldn't have been in that game against St. Louis last night, if not for Skinner early in the game. On a couple of odd man opportunities. So I'm just going to give it to our goalies, continuing to be, well, Pickard's being okay. And Skinner is continuing to instill that confidence that we are going into the playoffs and going to make some noise.
Mr. Liam Harbin, who delivered for you for our friends at DoorDash?
Connor McDavid. Delivered. I'll take the easy road, but nice goal against, Anaheim on Saturday, his first one. And then that assist yesterday for Draisaitl was fucking crazy.
Stupid.
To be honest. Like, that was just, I didn't realize that he even stick lifted the guy on the boards to start with too, but like just stole the puck.
That guy, for the record, was their best defenseman in Colton Parayko. Was it Parayko?
Yeah. Just crazy. Crazy,
and the
crazy,
way he
crazy.
Closed on Parayko so quickly, had the puck off his stick and was making moves towards the net.
I guarantee unreal. You Parayko is very heavy on his stick at all times, just being the type of dude he is.
Shaking that dude's hand, he's got big mitts.
It is a large mitt. The fact that he just came in there and flipped it up and got, that was insane, man.
Mm-hmm.
I almost felt bad for almost.
Parayko's from St. Albert, though. He's probably thinking about whether or not his parents renewed his Netflix.
Probably right.
Looking at you.
I pay for my own Netflix.
Ooh.
Used to not, but now I do.
Tyler, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
I'm going to go with Adam Henrique. Got on the board against the Anaheim Ducks. I'm sure that one felt good for him. He's starting to get more and more effective, I feel like, in his role. So I'm going to give mine to the man they call Rico.
Rico.
Rico, you got? Who delivered for you?
Mine's going to go back to more of the Saturday game, but we're down a defenseman. Put up the most amount of minutes he's ever played and two assists. And I just think he's probably been our, I don't know if the unsung hero is right, but just like the guy who just gets the least amount of attention. But I'll give it to Big Vin.
He's playing some good hockey.
Yeah.
Nice to see him get a second multi-point game of the season. Happy to see that for Big Vin. For me, for DoorDash, I'm probably going to go to... You know what? I'm going to go give it to Brett Kulak. He only played 49 seconds on Saturday, took a puck to the back of the melon, and he was back out there again yesterday.
Yeah,
I didn't think he was playing yesterday. So Brett Kulak, glad to see you're doing well, buddy. Happy that he's on the ice. I like the way he plays.
He's got sneaky speed.
He does have sneaky speed, and he's just sneaky solid.
Yeah.
I know he's probably, for cap reasons, going to get traded.
Gone in the summer.
But like, I don't like it. I get it.
Shedding old skin for new skin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like a snake.
Yep. That's where I was going with that. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I understand it, Liam. Doesn't mean I have to like it. You know? Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Before we move on to Dan's 3v3 game for our friends at Greta, a couple of things I want to talk about real quick. Our boy Olivier Rodrigue signed a 1-year extension with the Oilers, having himself a solid little season with the Condors. Almost forgotten until Pickard was kind of called up for Jack Campbell in December. He wasn't playing the bulk of the games with the Condors to start the year. It was the veteran guys getting the games. Even when Campbell went down, he was not getting the bulk of the games, but he's quietly put together a really solid season for himself. 915 save percentage. Take that all day.
All day.
I think he could be the backup here next year.
Are you confident with that? Obviously that's been something that was talked about right after the signing. And I believe his original Puzar came out and said, okay, I get it guys. Like, but calm down on the waivers thing, because there's been a lot of other guys who have made it through waivers who maybe have a bigger upside in the eyes of the other GMs in the league. I'm still going to be a little bit worried if we have to put him on waivers.
Nah, teams.
They all have their own version of Ollie.
Teams all have their own Ollie. Teams all have their own young guys they want to get through.
But are there teams Ollie's all putting up 915s and doing what he's doing right now?
No, but I'm just... Teams will go into next season with their two goalies. They won't want to keep Rodrigue around to be a third goalie, which is
because everyone's got the same. The lack of worry comes from the fact that if you were to pick him up on waivers, you have to keep him on your NHL team for the rest of the season.
Yeah, because and then with the guy like on waivers, the Oilers are just going to take him back.
Well, somebody can. I mean,
you have to waive your backup.
Who did that? 5 years, like Nedeljkovic, or who was
Eric Comrie went on waivers like 40 times, it feels like. And he was like Winnipeg, New Jersey, Arizona, back to Winnipeg.
Forsberg. The same thing when they were
Buffalo.
Yeah. I'm not worried about losing him on waivers. I just legitimately think he might be able to be your backup next year.
And you're cool walking with those two?
I would bring back Pickard or get a Pickard style vet, and I would let him and Rodrigue battle it out and roll with one of them.
I think there's a couple of good comparisons for Rodrigue in the NHL right now. Joel Hofer, Lucas Dostal. both guys who had like 9, 10 or more for a couple of seasons in a row and then came into the NHL and
weren't
had
they the good same seasons. Draft year as him?
They actually all were the same draft year, 2018. And Rodrigue was a second round pick at the end of the day. So eventually you've kind of got to be like,
so it's a good thing we didn't pick up that other goalie that one year in the draft, eh?
Which one? Oh, Jesse Walsett. Yeah. Might argue a little differently, but
who the others get? Wasn't that Xavier Bourgault?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably should have taken Walsett.
That's what Walsett. How's that?
Or maybe something else.
Season?
Oh, yeah, or something else.
21 years old, 9-12 in the American League.
Love a good sandwich.
That'll work.
Want to stick with goaltending for a real quick moment here? Our friend, former friend, current friend, Mikko Koskinen announcing his retirement upon the completion of the season in Switzerland. They're currently in the playoffs. As far as I can tell from the stats, how this is broken down is very, very confusing to me. But currently in the playoffs, a 329 goals against and an 879 save percentage. That's not going to get the job done, Mikko.
He did have really good numbers with Lugano, though, outside of that.
Right? You like the dueling 900 seasons?
Oh, I thought he was better than that. Never mind. All right. Nice shout out to Mikko. I feel like his contract kind of made us hate him more than we should have.
You know, we had 917 here.
2 million less, and he would have been just fine. It was 100%. It was all about the dollars and not about the quality in that.
Do you remember?
He had a 906 his first season with us, Liam.
It's good.
Pardon for interrupting. 917 second season. That was the one he played 38 appearances, 899 and a 903.
Yes. I think the money thing is obviously incredibly true, but Chris Russell, when he got that first deal with us, it was 4 million, right?
Yeah. 4x4, yeah.
And everyone's like, this guy sucks. He's brutal, yada, yada, yada. Then they extended for like, what was it, 1.1 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Great quality. Deal. Like, quality. Great player now. It's just like, it's the same guy. The only thing that's different is the money.
Yeah, but it's a cap era, right?
Like, yeah, no, I get it all, justified. But it's just funny.
There's also
I don't think it is that justified.
It is super justified.
To be like, this guy's junk?
Yeah, no, they changed the narrative on the player. It's good. Yeah, you can say, hey, listen, he's overpriced, and now he's well-priced, but they're saying, hey, he's a terrible hockey player,
yeah.
Does not belong in the NHL. Then all of a sudden you pay him less, and you're like, this guy's a quality number six. In fact, he could probably be a 5 or a 4 on some other teams. So at that point, you're taking the dollars, not even talking about it anymore. You're saying, one, he's good, or two, he's terrible.
Mm-hmm. I think with Mikko, too, he had the unfortunate detail of being tied to Peter Chiarelli.
Yep.
No matter what, he was going to be that. Chiarelli was drowning, and that was one of the last orders of business before he got kicked out the door.
The last Horcrux.
The what?
A little Harry Potter reference.
I have no idea.
What I got it. All sorcery.
Wizards
I
followed out you, there.
It was good.
Dobby is a free elf.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Also.
Also died.
Is Dobby Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
He's in both, actually. He bridges the gap.
I've never seen either of those franchises.
You've never seen either of
the Lord of the Rings multiverse. Nope, haven't seen it.
I've seen Harry Potter. He's Harry Potter.
Yeah, free elf.
Yeah, he's not. Lord of the Rings.
He shows
the
up. Little guy in Lord of the Rings. Actually, like the 48th minute.
Smeagol.
The second movie.
What's the guy? The ring guy.
What's his name?
Gandalf.
No, Gandalf.
The Rudy.
That's the beard.
No,
that's
Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk.
Chris Pine?
What is his damn name? I can see him now.
Or the original Captain Kirk.
Lord of the Rings little guy.
Okay, well, to be fair, there's hobbits in that movie.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm thinking of.
Gollum.
That is what I'm thinking
I called
of.
Him his alter ego, Smeagol.
Oh.
Same guy.
Isn't he split in two?
Same actor. They just did a little different makeup for the really? Second movie.
I'm going to Google Lord of the Rings, little guy, see what comes up. Oh, he was. Yeah. Gollum. Look at that.
Tyler knows Google.
I've never seen either of those franchises.
Really? Neither. Why? Just not Why? Interested?
I don't care.
I mean,
about
Lord of the
Wizards.
Rings, I feel like, is the one that most people have seen because there's only three of them.
I've seen Harry Potter, but not Lord of the Rings.
Isn't there more than the three?
Well,
the Lord of the Rings, because then there's
six because they do the Hobbit
or whatever.
Yeah. Well, because we would have had to read the Hobbit growing up. You probably would have had to read the Hobbit growing up.
I didn't read the Hobbit.
Didn't you?
No.
Or it was like we had to read it. Like
Frodo in the West Virginia hills,
elementary school or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I think it was a requirement. I think I read
And the rest of that shit wasn't even out yet. Like the movie wasn't out
because the Hobbit's the first one.
Yeah,
that and then a lot of
dude. There's like a
that.
Trillion pages in that book.
It's actually one book.
Took me and like they made 3 years movies. To get through that stupid thing.
Yeah.
Well, not enough pictures for me.
I don't like wizards. And I don't like goblins.
That's fair.
So none of those are for me.
What about dwarves?
I'm cool with dwarves.
All right. Well, there you go.
You like shout ghosts? Out Jimmy.
There's some ghosts in
shout
Lord
out Jimmy.
The
Jimmy's a good guy.
He's a great guy. Yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's get to some 3v3. My friend Dan. Let's play the Stars tomorrow. So we've got a very, very weird
that's
one coming.
Why?
This is kind of
so I feel. Can't figure out why you wanted to do this.
Yes, you buried the lead, bag milk, but you're correct. We are playing the Dallas Stars tomorrow. And in honor of the Dallas Stars, Dan's 3v3 game is as such.
Everybody open up the image that Dan sent us because we're all very confused. But I got to tell you about the viewing party at Greta on April the 6th. That is coming up on Saturday. Tickets available at nationgear.ca. We are going to go watch the game against the Flames. We are going to enjoy ourselves. We are going to enjoy each other's company. And most importantly, we're going to raise some money for a great cause. So this one is in support of the Logan Hunter Memorial Fund. So that's coming up on Saturday. Tickets are available at nationgear.ca. Nation Dan, I got to open up my image now.
Yes. So we're going to be drafting, as we do every week in this 3v3 game, we're going to be drafting three of something. And then a bonus, your three of something is going to be constellations in honor of the Dallas Stars. So as you're listening to this, of course, you'll be able to remember the constellations that we're listing, and check out our social media later. Cause Woz will be posting this one, right? Woz.
Maybe.
And then the follow-up bonus pick
612 of these things
is going to be your options. Star celebrity crush.
My star
celebrity crush. And three constellations. And I did the order just before we got live on the air. And I got the first pick, followed by Tyler.
Convenient.
Followed by Tyler, Bag Milk, Liam, and Rick.
Oh, here we go.
So starting off, I'm going to pick the Draco constellation off the board.
Another Harry Potter reference.
Grabbing another Harry Potter reference. Nice. And a dragon
propeller reference
off the board. And then we're going to go to Tyler. Drafting Thank your you. Star crushes or your constellation.
Yeah, this can be an easy one for me. Orion. Orion, some of you may know him as Orion's belt. Orion.
Wait, do you get the whole Orion or just the belt?
The constellation of just Orion includes the belt.
Oh, okay.
You get
that's a,
big, take
that's
the
a
belt
value pick. I take Orion.
Bag Milk with pick number three in the constellation and star celebrity crush draft.
Celebrity crush draft, Sydney Sweeney. Mine.
Oh, good pick.
Sydney Sweeney.
Thank
All right.
You.
Well played. There it goes. Even Liam. I know who that is.
Well, I think it'd be rude of me not to take Taurus.
Why is your birthday in May?
Or is that what it says?
My birthday is late April.
Ah.
Okay.
Although this says December in it.
Liam has drafted Taurus. So Rick, and you got two picks.
And he just learned something new today.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Well, same along the lines of Liam there. I'll just go with Pisces.
Pisces, grabbing your birth month off the board.
I feel like Tortorella in that. What's the TSN?
The quiz.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Scutum.
The Constellation Scutum or the Celebrity Crush Scutum?
I do not know who that lady is, so we're going to go with the stars.
Okay. Perfect. Liam, you are up next. Follow up your pick of Taurus.
Phoenix.
Okay.
Which is a mythical bird of rebirth. Picking airplanes?
Airports again?
Liam grabbed the mythical bird Phoenix constellation. Yeah. Beg milk.
I'm going to go with second pick for myself. I'm going to go with Pegasus, winged horse. Although I will say the constellation looks nothing like a winged horse.
Hmm.
Pegasus is off the board. Tyler, you still have two constellations left and a celebrity crush.
I'm going to take Hercules as the constellation.
As your crush? Oh. Yeah. No.
Constellation Hercules.
I am going to grab the Lynx constellation in honor of Mr. Hunter. And my celebrity crush is going to be my first celebrity crush, which is Britney Spears.
Mm. Oh, baby.
Current day, though.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Same. Yeah, that exactly. First yeah, crush. First celebrity crush. And my last celebrity crush, Britney Spears.
So who's that?
I'm a big sword dancer guy. And over to you, Tyler.
Coming back to me.
And Britney Spears.
I'm going to snake my boy Liam with the celebrity crush. I'm going to take Livy Dunn.
Oh, nice.
I knew Liam would be mad about that.
Influencer for Tyler.
It's all part of my play.
Livy Dunn. Yeah, she's a gymnast with LSU.
Double V?
Double B.
V. Okay.
Yep. Livy?
Livy.
Dunn. Got it. That one?
No, E.
Dune.
No, D-U-N-N-E.
Dunny,
essentially.
Dunny. Thank you, Bag Milk, for the clarification on the English language for me. Over to you, BM, with your second.
I'm going
to
take
your third pick, sorry.
I'm going to take Sextans. Sextant instrument for measuring star positions.
Smart. Okay. Smart pick.
It looks like a bow and arrow.
Liam?
I like it.
Over to you. You have one constellation and one celebrity star crush left.
I'm going to go with my final constellation. Pictor, which is a painter's easel. And also could be mistaken for a man's penis.
Okay.
As opposed Rick? To a lady's?
Yes. Rick, you have a celebrity crush or a constellation to pick.
And Liam took the penis one.
Yeah, gotta do that one.
Assumed he was gonna take that one earlier.
Two picks for you, Rick. Crush and a constellation.
Well, let's just go with Leo for Leon Dreisaitl.
Oh, not
DiCaprio.
Yeah. Celebrity DiCaprio, crush.
Noted.
Go on.
And then the we'll go with, it's got to be real close to the initial celebrity crush. Probably one of the first ones, at least one of the first ones to stand out is Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Okay.
Current day.
Still valid.
I'm with you.
How do you spell that last name?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, Amber Thiessen. Yep.
But it's Tiffany Amber.
While you're Thiessen. Looking that up, Liam, you have
Kelly Kapowski, you could write.
Yeah, Kelly Kapowski.
Have your star crush to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I went with the current It Girl.
Yep.
You know? Staying current.
Well, I was thinking of a couple, and if I'm going to go modern, then the I'm going to go, yeah, the queen. Hailee Steinfeld would be my modern. But
is that
Steinfeld?
What's she called?
Steinfeld.
Yeah, not related
dating
to
Josh Allen.
But my first crush was the Pink Power Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Amy Jo Johnson. Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly.
Bag Milk. Your
Tyler's got something.
My niece loves the new Power Rangers.
Is it still going?
The Pink Power Ranger in that one, valid.
Power Rangers. What's it called?
I don't know.
New Power. No, not the movie.
While they're looking up the new Power Rangers, Bag Milk, what do you have for a constellation?
My final constellation, I'm going to go with Camelopardalis, which is supposed to be a giant giraffe. I just think giraffes are cool animals. I forget they exist sometimes.
Where does their tie go?
Bottom.
Right, the clavicle, Adam's apple.
No. That would just look foolish.
It would.
The Pink Power Ranger in Cosmic Fury. Is that the one you're referring to? because there isn't a pink Power Ranger.
Camelopardalis. Damn.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I was distracted by that. Tyler, your final constellation.
Gemini.
Gemini. Okay. And for my final pick, I am going to grab the Libra because that's my birthday month. So there we go. Good, that's the end of probably our best segment ever.
I don't know.
I think top two.
I think number one is obvious. So
which one's that?
The capital cities.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Fair enough.
That was excellent.
There she is.
Listeners didn't even get to vote on last week's airport show. Thanks, Waz. You'll get to vote on this one, though, right, Waz?
That's maybe why he's not in the show today.
Yeah, Waz. Well, I mean, I got a segment. He's just not here.
A suspension.
Yeah.
He's not here.
He had something come up.
He's sitting in the corner out there right now.
Can you clear it up for me?
I can clear it up for you. First, I'm going to get real quick a little bit of bet and talk, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Of course, Bet99, number one online gaming experience in Canada, built by Canadians for Canadians. Elevate your experience at Bet99. Experience Bet99's same game parlays, player props, flash bet markets, fast payouts, and smooth transactions, provided that you are 19 plus, can play responsibly, and you do not live in Ontario. I want to go this time, boys. I cleared up. What is these guys? I want to look at the President's Trophy. That is an award where some people, they don't want to win it. Some people do want to win it. Last year, the Bruins ran away with it.
That came from our era as children when St. Louis kept winning that shit and couldn't do anything else with it. That became kind of like... that's
Detroit also had that too.
Yeah, but at least Detroit won a bunch in the 90s. That was the stigma behind it.
That was before they started winning though. Do you remember?
Yeah. Like,
they had really good teams and never did anything in the 90s. Yeah.
Didn't we do this last week where we did a... team bet?
Yeah, I convinced you guys to let me spend my bonus on the Carolina Hurricanes.
How much? Where's the Bears?
Well, they aren't winning it.
They're 3 points back.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And I said the Dallas Stars.
Dallas is currently 1 point back. New York currently in the lead. So let's get some updated odds then on the President's Trophy because we were trying to spend Tyler's money.
All of it.
All of it.
Just a portion Tyler, of it.
Not a sampling of your money.
Yeah. So the Rangers are favorites -110. Stars second +205. Canes now +725. So if I would have waited, would have gotten slightly better value on the Canes.
Then you got the Canucks +1350, Bruins +1900, Avs +3300, Panthers +4000.
What are we?
Well, there's not listed in the top part of this list at all.
Can you guys send an email to them, please?
I would love to.
Thank you.
I will. President's Trophy. Has your opinion changed since last week? Since we started spending Tyler's money?
No, I just said the Dallas. I said the Dallas Stars because I feel like it's a team that
they're really good too.
Yeah, and they just like I feel like it's a team that's lacking identity, and I think they like
goaltending's not good.
Yeah, Austin's just not been as good.
He's been terrible all year.
Has he really?
Yes,
because they're 8-2-0 in their last.
He's below 900. Is he not?
Yeah,
a bad year.
Yes,
and they're still
1-7. Who's their other goalie?
Scott Wedgwood. He's 900 right now. Is Ossinger.
Are they just score? So
if you're
they
playing, if you're playing these guys,
they score get
pucks on net.
276 goals for, 220 goals against.
One, two.
So they score a ton and they give up.
Dude, I'm already angry about tomorrow night's game. I hate that organization.
I'll never forget.
Ever. They have seven players with 20 or more goals, and Jamie Benn has 18. It's an eight.
That's the same amount of goals he had when he won the Hart Trophy.
We were talking about that
terrible season
in real life where Connor has 10 more assists now because he's got 97 than Ben had total points when he won the Art Ross.
They should have shut the season down that year.
Just don't hand out the award.
Yeah. Like if Jamie Benn is the best player and that's what he's putting up. Good Lord.
I just remember the days when, as an Oilers fan, I would look and check the top 20 scorers of the league and Doug Waite's name would pop up in like 19th.
Those were good days.
I was so jacked up.
Those were good days.
But I remember it's not that long ago when the Oilers like leading scorers would have 63 points in a season. It's not that long ago.
Those weren't good days.
I'm not saying they were.
Can I share one more for Bet99?
Please. Okay.
They have the Oilers over under for points still at 106.5. The Oilers currently sitting with 95 points, 8 games to go. So that would mean they need 12 points in their final 9 games to hit that.
18 points available.
Yeah.
We're talking -110.
6-3. -125 on the over.
145?
25.
125 on the over. What's the under?
+105.
Interesting.
I would take it. Rich. I still think they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Over.
over.
Pistache.
Ooh, pistache.
looking at the heart just really quickly, because, you know, the points totals bouncing back and forth right now. MacKinnon still favored -350. Kucherov up next +510. Our boy Connor McDavid +525. And for some reason, they've
included Connor, man.
Oh, I mean, at those odds,
like if he gets the lead in points and has over 100 assists, I'm sorry. I don't know how. And I fully believe MacKinnon's had a heart winning year. But when you lose the Art Ross and someone does something that's only been done 14 times ever by four different people, I believe that is the kicker.
Yeah, but Nathan,
and I'm not. And you know what? And to be fair, there's enough people out there, like not Oiler fans, who are saying the same thing. So it's not like I'm talking through Oiler colored glasses here. Like there's other people out there saying, hey, listen, for the same reasons.
Well, I think it's kind of funny that we're just talking about the Hart Trophy now, courtesy of our friends at Bet99. MacKinnon, Kucherov, McDavid, that all makes sense. And then they wedge Austin Matthews in there for some reason.
Of course, TSN probably paid him.
+2,000 though to win.
Oh, good.
Hart, so. I just want some.
I just, if it was Connor was like +300, I probably wouldn't say anything too much. But at 525 or whatever, and behind Kucherov, that's where my, and I would, yeah, you got
to. MacKinnon almost had a point in every home game, Rick.
Almost.
That was an interesting narrative that played out there towards the end of the season.
That was an interesting one to chase, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it was.
Tyler, what do you say? How many players have done that?
Just Wayne.
He tried to get
41.
But it was funny that the team tried to petition to get that last point over the hump the next day, and then the league said
they tried to lobby for it.
Yeah, they petitioned the league and said that they'd like to review on his potential assist, and then the league came back and said no.
There you have it, a little betting talk for our friends at Bet99. Bet99 is proud to have partnerships with George St. Pierre, Olivier Aubin Mercier, CF Montreal, George LaRocque, and F1 Montreal. Canadian Grand Prix is coming up shortly. Again, be 19 plus, play responsibly, and not a person in Ontario. Waz isn't here today, but I've got his segment here. So I'm going to teach you a little something. Maybe you have to teach me today. Of course, I want to give you a shout out to our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Opening on May 31st, the Aerial Park is family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and the all-new mini golf. Creekside Eats will be open for snacks and refreshments. Watch for on-hill events all summer long. If you want to do a little camping, I know you do. Opening May 15th. Take advantage of 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes right here in the city. It's Edmonton's only campground. Visit rainbow-valley.com. Online bookings will be available very, very soon.
We should do a show from inside one of their domes.
So we said,
I think
I would decided. Love to do a dome show.
Camping weekend.
Take our show on the road for the summer.
You could do a great little staycation weekend. Do a little camping. Hack some balls.
Roast. Wiener roast.
Well, of course. I'm not camping if I can't roast weenies.
I agree.
Then we hit some balls at the hill.
Eat.
Sounds great.
Shotgun start mini golf.
Come on.
All right. Shotgun.
I'll do it. I don't know what.
About two.
Brewskis.
Admittedly, I don't know what the White Mud Creek Mining Company is. I got to look
because we're going to learn something that day then.
We are going to learn and we are going to mine.
You tell Rick's getting the summer bug. He just wants to hang out.
I do.
It's great. It's great. We're going to have a little
weekend. I think it kicked in about last week sometime when the sun comes out and you're like, oh, you get up in the morning, it's bright.
There's
like,
the day extends beyond.
Changes you right away.
Beyond 5 p.m. hours.
Yeah.
You went and hit balls the other day next to Giz?
Yeah, yeah. So I lined up and I popped a couple and I was like, oh, that's a bad shot. And I looked at my, wait, 3 tries? Yeah, that's Giz.
Hell yeah.
I had to try and, you know, keep my focus.
Did you do a front flip after you get a good shot?
No. Ah. I am definitely
he
not.
He runs in, out and catches his own ball yet. After he law every gets the drive. Yeah.
I just love the idea of Gizmo smashing one and then he runs and does a front flip and then back to his post.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Love to see it.
He hits the ball well though.
I bet he does.
Ginormous still.
Yeah. Top half.
Like that dude is as wide. His chest is as wide. Like the perimeter of his chest is. I swear to God, it's the same as his height.
Hell yeah.
His neck too. He always had just a thick ass neck.
Yeah, I think he left it at home yesterday because I didn't see one. a big boy.
I'm going to clear this up, or I need you guys to clear this up for me. I like that Waz prepped. He wasn't going to be here, but he goes, I got you. Pretend that I'm Waz, Dan, and I'm going to ask, why do Oilers fans...
Leon's upset.
And I'd say, well, Liam can't throw.
Liam's upset. Nailed it.
Waz was in the room just now.
Pretty
that
close.
Was crazy.
Why do Oilers fans, and I'd say the majority of hockey fans, go after the refs when things don't go their way? I understand the officials stink sometimes, but your team needs to get the job done regardless of what's happening with the officials. Are we too hard on the refs?
No,
it's literally it's a society.
They have
problem.
One job.
Like when you like everybody's default when they get angry is just look at the manager and look for that person. And that's what a referee is. They are the manager of the ice. And if it's not going your way, you're going to be frustrated with them.
Liam, you also said no.
It's their job to make the correct calls. If players make mistakes, we go after them too. Mm-hmm. Refs have to make the decisions. So no.
Tyler.
I think maybe a little bit in the specifics of like the people who are like the refs are always out to get the Oilers.
Yeah, that's
like
wrong.
The refs are out to get Canadian teams. I see that all the time in my mentions whenever I tweet about the refs. They're like
factual
because they're playing an American team.
Mick Magoo was. No,
mm-hmm. The refs don't give a shit about a Canadian or American team. Like, Magoo let's be real.
They all grew up fans of somebody.
I think sometimes we lose the plot a little bit in how we criticize.
Rick?
There will be times when officials have beef with, say, yep, coach or sometimes a team for whatever reason. So there is a little bit of that, but they don't do themselves any favor by hiding behind the fucking in the shadows and not answering anything. They didn't do themselves any favor when Dum Dum Peel was out there talking shit and doing things. He made their whole company look bad. And they didn't.
Peel still goes out and tweets about how like he doesn't like the Toronto Maple Leafs and their fans. And it's like, dude, you were a ref. You can't have those biases even now.
Yeah, I mean, we're forgetting the fact that he said something on the ice that got him fired.
Yeah.
He was out there like, dude, just call it down the middle, call it what he's... And no, he was out there putting his own spin on the game. And then, like, it's just, you do it to the players, you do it to the coaches, you do it to the management. Guess what? You guys aren't above that.
Next question.
Can we clear that up for you, Bagmill?
I feel clear on it.
Phew.
I try my best to understand. Why doesn't the NHL create a new award for defensive defensemen or D-men who don't score a lot but are still just as effective? I'm thinking of Matias Ekholm. I feel like he can be nominated for the Norris, but he won't get anywhere close because he doesn't put up the points.
He's going to get booed out of this room.
I have the opinion that I think that it's on the voters for the Norris Trophy to figure this out. I don't think creating more awards is the answer. I think that the MVP has traditionally gone to a guy that scores a lot of points, and then the writers start to think, well, maybe that's not the reason we should do it, and they vote for Nathan MacKinnon. So it's just, I think it's up to the writers and the voters to figure this out, not create another award.
I'd like to see another award.
I'm okay with creating another award. Hand out the award the way it is worded. And we do that with the heart because we've done it. We've sat there and say, hey, listen, this guy should get it. Well, no, he's got this guy with him. Therefore, he's not the biggest part of his team, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We just went over exactly what the Norris is, and it says zero about offensive points. It says all around game. So they're actually not doing it properly.
As the game evolves and like guys put up a lot more points from the back end, let's evolve the awards.
Yes.
Let's add a new award in there. Why not? Mm-hmm. I don't watch them anyway, so it won't be any skin off my back. Yeah.
Do we have is there an award show announcement yet? For sure. Because I know they were still looking at venues as of like last week.
Yeah, I think I would imagine they're just going to find somewhere in Vegas.
What in the sphere?
Yeah. Liam or Tyler, thoughts on a second defensive award?
Yeah. I think they should do it.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm fine. I don't really have an argument against it.
Last question. My boy Waz, I am Waz today.
Hello.
Hello. You can't throw.
You have an extra toe, or are you missing a toe? Lack of toe.
He's just got straight nub,
and he's like the butler from Mr. Deeds.
You should just call him 9.
Stab him in the foot, and he won't know it.
We should call him 9.
Yeah, I don't know why his nickname is not 9.
Because he invented Apple.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Clear this up for me. Do you think the Oilers' April schedule prepares them for the playoffs, given how many games they're going to play in such a short time compared to some of the other teams?
Sorry, could you rephrase? Did you say that?
I will rephrase in Bag Milk's language.
Okay.
I understand, Waz. Oilers have a very tight schedule down the stretch here in April. Mm-hmm. Do you think that prepares them for the playoffs because they're going to be playing a lot of games, getting a lot of reps in down the stretch, or would you prefer to see them with things a little bit more spaced out?
Well, I think the last 9 days they have 6 games. Something like that. So yeah, I guess I would like it to have a little bit more spread out, but I also love the thrill of knowing that with the games in hand, we can catch the Vancouver Canucks, and they're now putting out polls to decide if they can finish first in the division or not.
For me, I'm going to go to something Gregor loves to point out. Connor McDavid has been on record at multiple times and said he feels like he plays best when he plays more. He loves compact schedules. That's why he's always more dominant towards the end of the season than in the middle of the year. So I think this is good. I think this is going to get the Oilers in a good rhythm.
I like it. Hey, this is a lot of stress in the game right now. That's what you're going to see in the playoffs. And if it's good for Connor, it's good for the rest of the team.
My only concern is Stuart Skinner.
But you have enough back-to-backs in there where, like, if you play him tomorrow against Dallas, and even if you, you know, then play Pickard on Friday, Skinner against Saturday, that's a game, 2 days off, then a game. Three-day break, play him against Vegas, sit him against Arizona. So again, he gets 2 days off for his next start. Sit him even back-to-back times against the Sharks and Yotes. Play him in the series season finale, and you're good.
How would you do the goal? Is that how you do the goalies this week? So they've got tomorrow's Dallas, and they've got Friday's Colorado, Saturday Calgary.
Actually, you know what? I might go Pickard tomorrow against Dallas. He beat the Stars last time they rolled in there. He showed you he can do it. So I'd
so go, you go Pickard two of the next three?
I'd go Pickard, Skinner, Pickard, yeah.
I would really go Skinner, Skinner, Pickard.
Same.
Liam, Dan?
I'd go Campbell, Pickard, Skinner.
I don't really
Mike Morrison comes in just for the
show. I don't even think Campbell's playing right now.
Like the debate on overplaying your goalie. I just overblown. Don't know what they're supposed to do.
Overblown.
Like every team does this. Like you, Stuart Skinner is the Oilers starter. He's going to play.
How does he relate to other starters? I haven't looked.
So he's currently fourth in the league. Above him, he has 54 stars. Hellebuck, 54 games played. 52 starts. Hellebuck is 55. Soros is 58. And Gorgiev is 58. And then Bobrovsky is 54. Binnington, 53. Sorokin, 52. Mrazek, 51. There. Yeah, like
so he's only going to finish with no more than 58.
Yeah. Which is perfectly fine. I just don't know what people want the Oilers to do in this situation.
Your starting goalie should only play 37 games. You need to be fresh.
Yeah. And not face a puck for the last 2 months of the year.
It's the schedule. And I mean, it's the schedule that was laid out for them. Yeah. It was a schedule that was created because they asked for that extra weekend off for McDavid's star Walk of Fame Canada thing.
With the weekend.
Yeah. Like it's,
there may be one extra game in here I'd like to get rid of. But other than that, it's a normal schedule.
But that's
four exactly game, it. Three so game, three game.
That's my only concern though, would be the goaltending platooning, especially with Pickard.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've learned, things have been cleared up for me. I am Waz.
I'm really hoping Waz listens to this, so now he's clear on these. He didn't just give you these questions and like walk away and still be curious about it tomorrow.
How many birds were hurt during that segment?
I've been hurting him the whole time.
I figured. Let's just check.
Where do you think he is today?
That's why he asked for the day off.
I do.
They're starting to come back. He saw the geese flying into town. He goes, I got work to do.
I was driving down 104th Ave. I had to wait. We stopped. All the cars had to stop. So two little Canadian geese taking their time. Pretty sure one gave me the finger as he's walking across the street too.
Probably. Just means peace among all worlds, Rick.
Oh, the cabbie was trying to like hit him with the horn. Scare him. Didn't flinch these guys.
They honk you louder than the cab horn.
No, this guy was.
Geese are assholes.
You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, try and flinch a goose. You'll see what happens.
Stop and took a shit in the middle of the street.
We're going to wrap up the podcast very, very quickly. Score prediction tomorrow against the Dallas Stars. This is a big game. Big, big game. I was looking to get back into the win column after a very, very odd one last night in St. Louis. Dan, you're up first.
I'll say 5-2 Stars.
Damn it, Dan. Liam.
4-3 overtime Oilers.
Tyler.
5-4 overtime Oilers.
Rick. 6-3 Oilers.
Got a big 4-2 win coming. You want to go to Bet99, put a shekel on that. You'll win some money, I promise you. Don't quote me on that. Have a great week, everybody.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.